This is the State of Things from the Upstage Cabaret at the Triad Stage in Greensboro. I'm Frank Stachow. North Carolina Public Radio would like to officially welcome a new reporter to the WUNC family. Jeff Tiberi came aboard as the Greensboro Bureau Chief this summer. He's already jumped in headfirst covering the news in the Triad and filing stories from Greensboro, or the Greens Bureau, as we like to call it. His studio is housed just down the hall from where we're sitting, and today we're going to ask him to take a break and join the State of Things from news update from the Triad. Jeff, welcome.
Thanks. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well. It's great to have you here. Great to have you in the Triad covering things. And there's news on the John Edwards front. His team of lawyers has been here this week at the federal courthouse in Greensboro. What's up?
Barring a plea agreement, the former two-time presidential candidate is going to go to trial, likely in January. This morning, the federal judge denied all five of the dismissal motions that his legal team had filed earlier this week. They challenged whether or not there was actually a crime that was ever committed. They challenged whether or not there was a conspiracy element to this. They also asked about the venue. You know, why, if all of the alleged incidents are happened elsewhere in California and other states, then why would he be tried here in the Middle District of North Carolina? But all of those, while the judge did say today, the defense raises some good questions, some thorny questions. They're questions that ultimately need to be answered when evidence is in play during a trial.
So the trial is going forward?
Yes.
Has that been scheduled?
In January, not a specific day in January.
All right. So that's that. It's been taken care of, and all that court action now is behind us until the actual trial begins sometime in January.
Presumably. With the denials today, there was a without prejudice is what the judge ruled, so that later on down the line, the legal team could, in theory, challenge some of the different rulings after a trial and circuit court and so on and so forth.
What were some of the arguments? Why did Edwards' attorneys feel that this case shouldn't even go forward?
They said it was unprecedented. They said that never before has an elected official been challenged or been taken to court, been charged with violating federal campaign finance law in the way that former Senator Edwards is being challenged. They also said that if this does go forward, it's going to change how campaign finance law is interpreted and used for decades to come.
And at the core of this case is how some of that money was used during the campaign.
Yes, and it's ambiguous at best. But you know what the defense is arguing is that it was a third party donation to a third party donation, and of course this was all to essentially be hush money, keep the mistress of former Senator Edwards, Riel Hunter, quiet after he had an affair with her. They fathered a child. He fathered a child. They had a child together. And at the root of this is whether or not he knew about it, whether or not there's any way to prove that he was involved in the laundering of this money as this money moved through from hand to hand.
And we'll find out, too, about what it means to have intent in terms of the donors, what they intended this money to be used for, and whether or not the campaign itself has ultimate discretion, or whether in some way we can fathom the intent of the donor.
Yes, whether it's a specific donation or an expenditure. And it is interesting. It was interesting sitting through court yesterday. This is going to be a long process with a lot of different questions that come up and certain directives toward the jury that we'll hear more about.
Could set a lot of precedents, too.
Absolutely.
So we will stay tuned. So let's turn to local politics here. In just a few days in Greensboro, voters go to the polls. They're going to vote for a mayor and the city council.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the mayor's race. The incumbent is Bill Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us who he's running against.
He's running against Robbie Perkins, who is currently a city councilman. These two have not had the best relationship. Robbie Perkins at times has done what he can to kind of distract the audience, and he'll text message during city council meetings, and these two have butted heads over kind of the proper etiquette during city council meetings and also some of the bigger issues here in Greensboro, the White Street landfill, raising water and property tax and things along those lines.
Let's talk about that landfill.
Mm-hmm. Well, where do we begin? The landfill was used by Greensboro. It's an area, it's a landfill in the eastern part of the city, and it was used for years. And coincidentally enough, Councilman Perkins, among others, approved sending the garbage from Greensboro to other counties. And Mayor Knight kind of incurred this, and when he took office, this was essentially the hand he was dealt. So that's kind of his stance. But the garbage is shipped out, and Mayor Knight has said, well, if we reopen the White Street landfill, it would save Greensboro several million dollars a year. But there are a lot of people that are opposed to that, in part because there are a lot of people that live right near this landfill. The term environmental racism has been tagged to this. There are a lot of people that are living in the lower socioeconomic class that live near the White Street landfill.
And those questions about environmental justice were at the heart of were part of the reason it was moved in the first place.
Mm-hmm. It was. And a lot of people who are opponents of this say that it's really just a quick fix. To bring it back would maybe save some money initially, but it would really continue to cause some deeper, more serious societal issues and some problems here in the city. And some people have asked for a regional landfill, perhaps with Guilford and Forsyth or Guilford and Alamance coming together and all sending their garbage to one place.
Has this issue itself and the mayor's race become a kind of cipher for rooting out or sorting out racial tensions?
I don't know if we're at that point yet. It's layered, and I think that whatever happens, as you mentioned, not to skip away from it, but not only the mayor's race, but the city council, every seat is in play. And I think that who wins all of these seats is going to be very influential as to where this issue goes, if it is revisited, if a major change takes place, or if it's kind of pushed aside.
Well, let's shine a light on that election. As you said, all the seats are up for election. What should we be aware of in those races?
Really watching to see how the incumbents do. The incumbents in this race, there are still incumbents in the three districts as well as the five at-large seats. And if the majority of incumbents carry through, I think the prevailing thought is there will be much of the same in Greensboro for the next couple of years. But if there are several fresh faces, there could be a lot of significant change.
So are most of these races then close races? They're real contests?
I think four or five of them are going to be pretty close, and a couple of them, it looks as though the incumbent is in a pretty good position to keep the seat.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff. And listen, I want to get to know you a little bit now that you're new. I understand that you are from actually a guy whose heart is deeply in the world of sports as well.
Yes, I am. I'm a Bostonian. I'm from about 20 miles west of Boston. What I tell people is if you've heard of Wellesley College, where Hillary Clinton went to school, I'm from a town called Wayland, which is two towns over, and I'm a Celtics and a Sox and a Patriots fan.
So, well, and there's plenty of sports here. For instance, the Winston-Salem Dash. We can blend sports and news, huh?
We can. The Dash, formerly the Warthogs, play in Winston-Salem. They're a single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, and I would imagine many of our listeners here at WUNC are somewhat familiar with the story because of what was a $19 million proposal for a new stadium turned into a $48 million project that taxpayers are on the hook for $30 million of.
That's a lot of money. And how is the team doing? Can they win? You know, it's not so bad.
The team has been very good. You know, minor league baseball doesn't necessarily depend on how the team's playing. It's, you know, how many fannies are in the seat, and how's the experience at the ballpark. And by all accounts, it is a fun place to go watch a game.
Now, forgive my ignorance, but Dash, that's a funny name for a team.
It is.
Is that the major dash between the Winston and the Salem?
Which is technically a hyphen.
Yeah.
So should they be the Winston-Salem hyphens? And there were some people that raised this question when they switched the nickname, and I'll leave that for the English majors.
Well, it still leaves the question, what does the mascot look like? But I guess
unfortunately, the mascot to me is quite disappointing. It's a purple creature named Bolt that has, I mean, a warthog was fun. Yeah, Wally the Warthog was a lot of fun.
The big open center. Well, let's move on to one more sports story making the headlines. UNC Greensboro's decision to cut the wrestling program. What's behind that?
Budgetary purposes is really what it boils down to. They wanted to save some money, and that's how they kind of spun it. But the interesting note on this was it's going to save them about $370. $370,000.
All right.
To it. That makes a difference. To cut this program, which, as you know, I mean, with all of the budgetary cuts that are taking place, that's not all that much money. So at some point in the next couple of months, I'm hoping to catch up with a wrestler or two or three who is a junior or senior here at UNCG that came here to wrestle and is no longer wrestling, which is, I would imagine, a very weird switch.
Yeah. But see, those hyphens and decimal points really matter.
Uh-huh.
It's a big deal. Jeff, thanks so much for being with
us. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Tiberi is our WUNC Greens Bureau Chief. And ordinarily, at this point in the program, we've got a couple minutes left before the segment ends. We play some recorded music, and that takes us very gently and gracefully into that break where you hear about all the other great programming on WUNC. Today, since we're in a live space, we thought we would have a live performer, and one of the best in this area, Molly McGinn, is here with us live at the Upstage Cabaret. Molly McGinn. You may know her from Amelia's Mechanic. She's now doing some great solo work, and she is going to play us out of the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.
I'm ready for bed. I comb my head, and I comb my conscience for things I should have said. I can't think of a thing that I didn't say, except maybe didn't laugh enough today. Oh, but you know I'd say that anyway. But I feel lucky today, and not in an Irish way, or it's more like I, you know, I think I feel okay. And I didn't do a damn thing right today. I don't know what it is, but I made a list of things I said I'd do, but then I never did. Before I